Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
My goodness, it is January 2018. Happy New Year. Woo, man. I can't believe that we're 2 weeks into it. Are you ready for this tonight, Linda?
Absolutely, I'm ready.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm so excited to have you here tonight. I'm sure you've got lots of stuff. I know that the end of the year was filled with some fun learning and exciting things and adventures that are all about the path that you're here to engage in. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to say hi to all the folks, talk to them about what you do, and then most important, talk about what 2018 is about for ourselves, our earth, and everything. I can't wait to hear your message today.
Great. Great. Well, my name is Linda Guerra, and I am actually a life path coach. I do soul path discovery readings, pranic healing, and coaching. And I'll actually be kicking off my coaching program in the next 4 to 6 weeks. So I'll just put it out there that it's coming. And the next time we talk, I may have more information to talk about it. But if you're ever interested in a soul path reading or an aura cleansing, chakra cleansing, pranic healing, which is energy healing, you can always go to my website at sacredearthalchemy.com. My information is there, and it has all the information you need to schedule something. So the end of December, or the December itself, was a huge purging and self-discovery for me. I attended the Date with Destiny, Tony Robbins 6-day event, which is, wow. All I can say is wow. It's nothing but working on yourself, improving yourself, learning more about yourself, and the things that you need to change and, you know, to become more of a better life partner with your family, with your friends, with your spouse if you have one, or your life partner, your the partner that you may have. It's all about all of that, relationships. And it was an amazing 6 days, 5,000 people purging all of their stuff. Needless to say, I came back very ill. Lack of sleep, lack of water, and all the purging of 5,000 people. A lot of people do come back sick, but it's more of the emotional junk that you're trying to let go of. So that was pretty amazing. So my December was a quiet one. And then I jumped into working with a mentor right now. I've been doing coaching and soul path discovery and my pranic healing for a while, but I wanted to put together something, a program to be able to offer. So that's what I'm in the middle of working on right now, and should have something, a tidbit of it in the next 4 weeks. But in the meantime, I thought maybe we would do some quick little question-answer and little readings.
That sounds exciting. Absolutely. You do have quite a few people on that want to talk to you. And if you could, I guess the first thing to do would be to kind of tell them what they're going to expect today, because I want to make sure you can get through everyone, because as you speak, more people call in, so I want to make sure you're able to get through as many people as you would like to get through tonight. So what can we expect if I want to call in and talk to you?
Sure. If you have a question, either about around relationships, you know, your soul path, Ask that. Make sure that it's a, you know, it's a short, quick question so that we can get to everybody. Chronic healing is not done over the phone. That has to be done either remotely or in person. But if you have a question around chronic healing, I can answer that as well.
Awesome. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and take the first caller. And so my ask for everyone is, again, you know, make your questions clear. Everybody wants to try to get on with Linda tonight. She's got some great information. So if you really want to get a great reading, just, you know, make your question specific. And then we'll try to make sure that we can get through to as many of you as possible. There's more people calling in. New Year's, people want their information. They want to get going. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller. Good evening. You are on the air with Linda. Who are we speaking to tonight?
Hi, good evening. My name is Lynn. That's L-I-N.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for taking my call. And, well, for the new year, I would like to make some improvements in my health. Would you see or feel, you know, which direction or something, you know, anything concerning that that I could do for myself? I just had a birthday, and I'm in my 60s. So I just, you know, want to get on a really healthy path for this year.
Well, happy birthday, number one. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Now, so what I'm coming up with you is you talk about your health. And
yes.
What I came up immediately was making compromises. And
okay.
That is something that we do all year. And yeah. When it comes to, like, New Year's goals and things, create a realistic goal for yourself. Instead of making a compromise, set a couple of realistic goals that you want to accomplish. And
okay.
Maybe it's eating better. Maybe
yeah.
It's taking one or two foods out of your diet and replacing
yeah.
them with something healthy. Yeah,
exactly.
It may be working. But yeah, I see a lot of compromise in the past. So the other thing is, that I got was to take a few minutes to relax. And if you do you meditate?
Yes, I do. Yes, in the mornings usually. Yeah.
And that's what it's saying is you have a very close connection. Do you have somebody in your life right now that you see? Are you married or?
No, but you know I'm believing that's going to be happening. No, I don't. Not currently.
Okay.
No.
Well, I got the lover card, so something's coming for you this year.
Oh, yay! Yes.
Yeah. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of information for the year. And
is that what
yes.
you need? Beautiful.
Oh yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You're
enjoy
welcome.
The rest of the show.
Welcome,
have a good evening.
Thank you. I will.
You know, go to my website, sacredearthalchemy.com, and I can do a full reading
sacred,
for you.
Sacredearthalchemy.com. Okay, I got
mm-hmm.
it. Okay, thanks
yeah.
so much. Blessings.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Bye-bye. That was really cool. You gave her some information, and it was clearly what she needed, and she enjoyed it, and she was kind of in a space afterwards where there was this long pause of silence because she's like, wow, that was awesome. I'm going to take the next caller here for you, Linda, if you're ready.
Okay.
We've got
yep.
our next caller. Thank you for holding. Who are we speaking to?
Hello. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. So glad to talk to you. I noticed that you are a chronic healer, and I'm going to be taking an introductory course next week in chronic healing. So I'm kind of
Excellent.
Looking forward to that.
Excellent.
But I was, I was curious. I'm very interested in alternative healing, and I'm kind of going in the discovery trail, I guess you could say, you know, experimenting in different types of alternative healing. And
mm-hmm.
I was curious what you see maybe in my future work or service, if you see that this is in my path.
Okay, let's see what we get here.
Okay.
Well, immediately get that guidance, the guidance card, which tells me that working with people and, like, for example, in pranic healing would give you a way to guide them and to assist them. And I got the awareness card. So do you already get information intuitively about people?
Yes, I've done some remote healing, and I do get intuitive information while I'm doing that.
Okay. And that's what I'm seeing as well, is that you already do that. So you just have to find what resonates with you, and that's what pranic healing did for me. I learned Reiki years ago. It just didn't resonate with me, and I didn't really use it in the past 5-6 years. And then I found pranic healing, and it was like, boom, this makes a lot of sense. I love the part that I'm removing dirty energy. I'm putting energy back in. Of course, it's just coming through me, right? I'm just the channel. I'm just the tool. But I have to know how to do it, and anybody can learn how to do this. But you already have a knowing, a guidance, and an awareness. So I think you're definitely go to that class, learn more about it, and then just use, you know, whenever we make decisions, instead of using our head, go to our heart. Go to your heart, feel what the answer is. And I also see that you just need to also just let go and just let it come in. Let go and let God, right? Just
there you go.
Let it come to you. So that's what I see for you. Does that help?
Oh, it certainly does. Oh, thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome. And enjoy your class next week.
Okay. I will.
Thank you, Mary. Excuse me, Nancy.
That was really awesome. She's still there. Our next caller is Laura. Laura has a relationship question, so I'm going to let you chat with Laura. She says she would like clarity, like, right now. So this is Laura for you.
Hi, Laura. I don't know how to phrase the question, so I'll give you a general idea of what's going on. Me and my husband have been separated for over a year. Well, as of March, it'll be a year. He said he wanted to work on the relationship, but I've been told by other people he has a girlfriend. My son says he has a girlfriend, and he still denies it. Recently, he said, I am with a girl, but he still wants the relationship. And then he says, no, he doesn't. Yes, he does. No, he doesn't. Yes, he does. And being March is coming up, and he's going to be losing his lease, I want to know what's going on before he comes knocking at my door saying, can I please come in for shelter concept?
Well, I hear the words move on, number one. I know that may not be what you want to hear. But I do see that if you do move on, you're going to have some success. It's not always what we want to hear, but I love what Tony Robbins says. Next, you know, you don't need somebody who is putting you off, and then you're putting yourself off making the decision. You make the decision. You decide what to do. Why are you waiting on him? You're giving him all the power to do that.
Because I want to believe he's trying to be honest. To be honest with you, I want to believe he's trying to be honest. That's the truth. And I've got a big heart. So the other side of the fence is the woman that's involved is a friend of mine. I really hate to think a friend would do this to me. You know, the old cliche. And the other side, of course, is my bratty side. I want to know if they're going to work out or not, because I have a son who doesn't want to go overnight because he doesn't want to be with her and her boys because he feels like he's being pressured into a family there.
Okay.
You know, so, and he won't listen to me at all. So.
Well, I get the isolation card, which again means that you're sitting there waiting on him to make a decision. And
well, I already told him that. If he's in a relationship, I'm going to file for adultery by March. But his lease comes due in March, so I'm not sure if he's going to try and butter me up at that point.
Right. At this point, do you really want him back in your life? Honestly?
Thank you. Oh, I have a son with him, so I'm trying to be civil, but at the same time, no. It's more like I just want to know that I can have, I have the strength to say, stay the F away. She's the language. And part of me, my bratty side, of course, wants to be able to say, when he comes over and says, knock, 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 can I come in? I can say, lock door, bye. Because it'll be the first time I've ever done that to him, because otherwise I've taken him back other times for other stupidity stunts. And some of them are horrendously, like, pounding my other son's head into a passport door. Yeah. Took him back after about 3 weeks of that one. So, I mean, he's used to me, like, bending. So my curiosity goes, I agree to move on. I, part of me can't. I agree with that because he, I still have that kind-hearted personality of if someone's in trouble or needs help, I'm there. But will these two work out? Because I kind of want karma, as the joke goes.
I understand. So, but one of the things when you let somebody and you open the door like you're doing, right, you're not accepting the fact you're accepting the fact that he's treating you that way instead of reminding yourself that you deserve better. Okay. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with staying in a, what I call an amiable relationship, so that you both have access to your son and he has access to a son, and neither one of you ever talk badly about each other, because, you know, that's never helpful.
The problem. They talk extremely badly in front of my son about me, and I don't about him.
Yeah.
To the point where the woman told my son to call her mom, and he didn't have to call me mom. Literally what she told him. I don't deserve the title.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there. But part
so
of it,
understand
what
I'm why
hearing,
I don't want my son there.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
But
you can understand why I don't physically want my son there. It's like very uncomfortable for me.
Understood. I totally understand. The first thing you've got to do is recognize that you're deserving and you don't deserve the behavior that he's doing. And get on with your life at some point. And that's what I see in the cards as well. Do you meditate at all?
Not lately. I haven't been able to sit down and meditate for about 6 months.
Okay.
Because this has been driving me crazy. Mm-hmm. Everyone else says, I apologize, everyone else says that he's involved and he's saying he's not and I want to trust him. And it's a seesaw and my head's gone spinning. So.
Well, in your heart, you already know the answer. You know the answer. Why are you asking everybody outside of you? You know the answer. It's not one that you want to know, but you know.
That's probably it.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen within. Even if you take 5 minutes to go within for those 5 minutes and stop asking everybody else what he's doing, because you already know the answer.
Can I ask you a silly question?
Go ahead.
I don't understand something. He moved out. He's got a girlfriend, and yet he's still insisting that he wants to work on the relationship, and he won't file. Is there logic to that anywhere?
No, but who says relationships are logical?
Good point.
And, you know, a lot of it's the same thing. If I can have my cake and eat it too, then I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? If he can have his cake and eat it too. And again, it's because we as women don't always recognize that we're deserving. And so we accept the kind of behavior. And when we accept a level of that type of behavior, it's going to continue until we decide that we are worth more and you are worth more. So step up. You are worth more than that. And you're more deserving than him. So think about that. And if you, like I said, I'm going to have, you know, a coaching program that is around a lot of what you're going through right now. That could be very helpful. So you can watch my website or, you know, come on the show next month and I'll be talking more about it.
Okay.
Thanks, Laura.
All right. All right. That one was a tough one. We often find ourselves in a situation where we are kind of forcing, or life is forcing us to kind of look at something we may not want to look at, or we may not have the solution that we want to, that we're looking for, and that can probably be tough to work with a client on. Do you find that being something that you deal with often?
Well, I was in the same type of position that she's talking about. I've had three really bad relationships where I did not step in my power. I allowed the behavior to occur because it didn't feel deserving enough. I didn't feel like I deserved better. They were life lessons for me. That's why I feel like I can use that in my coaching, because I've been there. You know, I've been there. I've done that. I've had self-destructive behavior. I've been through a lot of that. My last marriage was one of the best I've ever had. It wasn't great, but it didn't have all the red flags that all the other ones did. I knew it wasn't going to be forever, and that's okay because we both learned something, but we ended it in a very amiable way. We were friends. And I couldn't have done that in the other three relationships. So we do grow. We can grow from those relationships and learn something and step into our power. It's just we just don't always have the tools and don't always know how.
Awesome. Very awesome. Very cool. So I have another caller for you, my dear. You've got Anna on the phone. And Anna has a question similar to Laura's absolute need to know. She's got a work situation that she really feels you can help her with, that she'd like you to help her out with. So, Anna, you've got Linda.
Anna.
Yes, Anna.
Anna.
Hi, guys. Anna. I'd like to call myself. But, so I have this situation with my boss that's putting a lot of pressure on me and not treating me very well and blaming and all very fear-based and really basically not even the truth. And not, I don't want to go into the whole story of it, but I really don't know how to deal with it. It's very upsetting, and I don't treat myself well over it. I eat too much and I get very upset. I don't know what to do with my feelings, and it's just, like, I just can't stop thinking about it. So I need to know, like, what to do. You know, why is this woman is not nice, obviously. I mean, she's, I've worked very, very hard. I've created so many beautiful things. And, I can't make people do things if they don't want to. And she just gets, like, upset over that, the powerlessness over that. Mm-hmm. And then it's all my fault, and it's not, and it's very difficult to communicate with that then,
And how long have you worked at this company?
For about 7 months.
Is this the boss that was the original boss when you came in?
Yes.
And how long has she been the manager?
I think she's been there for 27 years.
Oh, wow. And when you say that, she plays the blame game, correct?
Whatever it is, I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, so I pick up that she's extremely controlling.
Yeah.
Is she married?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I get the alone card, which means that she feels very alone, and work is pretty much all she has. Would that be a true statement?
Yes.
Yeah. She lives out her life at work. So you can't change her behavior, but you can change yours and how you react to it. And it's a lot easier said than done, right? But at the same time, you can do one of two things. You can
not allow her to get you upset. Do exactly what you think you need to do. Now, do you ever have meetings with her and then she comes back later and says, that's not what we talked about? That's not how I explained it? Anything like that ever happen?
Yeah. I mean, she said in the interview that she told me that I had to find work and stuff for people, and that's not what she talked about in my job at all. And then she changed my title, but I'm not getting paid for that title, so I told her, hey, that's not my title. But she says, yeah, but you can do that. Well, but that's not my title. Otherwise, you have to pay me more if you want to call me that, you know.
How big a company is this?
It's a small group. It's a
okay.
company
so
within a company.
In HR that you can talk to?
Sorry?
There's
I don't trust anybody above her. I don't trust anybody above her.
Okay, so
I
you
just,
didn't even trust HR?
I can talk to somebody that's related to me, but or it can support me in that job field, but that's about it.
Okay. So there's you have two options here, right? You can continue working for this woman, but find a way to not allow her to behavior to upset you. Or
yeah,
you start looking for something else. I've had
right.
my share of really poor managers, and
yeah, definitely
totally had my share. Yeah, totally had my share. I had one manager for 3 years that, you know, she didn't do kind of what you're talking about. It wasn't the blame game, but it was a lot other. I did have another one who was very. Do you feel like she intimidates you a bit?
She's interesting. Like she basically had to find a job for somebody, and he just quit last minute. He didn't want to be a part of the program anymore. So the employer asks me, can you give me an update on him? And I told her the truth, that he's out of touch. You know, he's not talking. I can't get in touch with him. His phone is not really working, and I'm trying to get in touch with him daily. And then she said, well, we're not moving forward. And so my boss got like, you jeopardized this position. You scared her away by what you said. And she made this whole story. And she said, it's not up to you to decide whether this case is closed. We were going to work on it. I told you, which she kind of did. But she wasn't really doing anything, you know. So
yeah.
I have to tell the truth to this employer because I don't want to dangle a carrot. And she was like, well, next time you have to say that you'll get back to her next week. I thought you weren't going to write emails on that day about this, and you did. And this whole attitude on Friday. And then I told her, look, it's not my responsibility for him. But I'm responsible to find jobs, but I'm not responsible for how he does things in his life, you know? And I was okay with that. And then today I go there and she talks to me and she just repeats everything. And I'm just like completely upset over it. How can this person treat someone like this, a person that's done so much for her program, that's gone every way out of her way to get things done. Meanwhile, everybody else is just sitting there doing whatever is easy. And
I'm gonna go ahead and stop you here. I honestly don't think you got
I
a good fit
stop.
In this position. It's not a good fit.
No.
Does that make sense? It's not a good fit for you. So, like I said,
no.
you have a choice here. I'd start now. Start looking elsewhere, because it's not a good fit. She and you are at odds, right? And it doesn't seem like you're happy. And
no,
like I said, I see
no.
she's very controlling. So I'd honestly start looking for something else.
Yeah, and someone else can. The whole place is going to fall apart if I leave, huh? Which is a good thing.
You know, and that's just it. If it does, it does, but it's not, you know, it's not something, you're not responsible for it. You're not being treated the way you want to be treated. You don't feel happy at the job. Find something else and let them work it out with her. Obviously, there's issues, so find something that makes you happy.
Yep. Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For listening.
Good bet. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Anna.
Well, you've had some good calls tonight. Well, I keep wanting to ask you more questions, but you have so many people, and I'm like mesmerized listening to you answer people's questions. But you do have Desmond on the line, and he has a relocation situation, so he would like some information on moving.
Okay. Hi, Desmond.
Hey, how's it going? How you doing this tonight? I should say.
Well, how about yourself?
Pretty good. Yeah, I had a question on relocation because I know I need to move like somewhere down south. I don't know exactly where, possibly near some water, but I know I'm going like through a transition, but I don't know exactly where I should move to be the most prosperous during this whole transition and learning stage I'm going through.
So is it something that, so let me ask you this question. Is it something that you want to move, or do you feel like you get intuitive messages at all, or do you have gut?
Yeah, it's like I'm getting intuitive messages, like to grow, I need to move somewhere.
Okay.
I'm feeling
all
down
right.
south. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did get the change card for you. So there's a change coming. It's going to be flowering, which means it's going to be very good for you. I don't have where, but a lot of times where will come. So if we many times put too much emphasis on planning. And so when I get the moment-to-moment card, it means just let it be. Put it up to the universe and ask the universe to give you that answer. And it could be in many different ways, right? So you really have to be open to listen and watch and hear what comes to you, because it will come to you. If you truly are supposed to go somewhere and it's supposed to be somewhere down south, then it will happen. But not too much emphasis on making it happen. Does that make sense?
Okay, I got you. All right. Let it flow.
Yeah, it's like there's a lot of possibility. I keep saying that you've got a new vision coming, but you have to trust yourself. You have to trust the universe. You have to trust God, whatever your belief system is, right? Trust that
right.
the information come, that's going to happen. Do you are you in a job where you can transfer?
No, I lost my job in like middle of November, so right there I thought that, you know, the universe was giving me a sign that, you know, I need to get out of there and you need to do what you got to do to prepare.
So just, you know, even if it's starting to put job feelers out and that kind of thing, that may be the trail that you find. Or like I said, I see it in many different ways. A lot of times people tell me that emails pop up about a certain location, right? So you need to watch for all of that. But most of all, do you meditate at all?
Not like I should. So it's usually I meditate, you know, I have music on, but I'm trying to get to every day, but not like I should, so.
Understood, and that's fine. But when you do, you can also ask for answers, right? Because praying is talking to God. Meditation is listening. So just listen and feel. But put it out there that, hey, okay, I'm getting the message I need to move. Now you need to guide me as to where. Because it's coming. You just might have to wait for it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Where are you located?
Oh, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. For some reason, and I'll just tell you what just came to me, and that was Florida. I don't know if you're looking in that direction, that south, or Texas. So I don't know what you do. I know a lot of IT jobs are in Texas. There's a lot of...
Actually, I was going to Holistic Health, so I was thinking Georgia or Florida. I just didn't know, to tell the truth. I didn't know which one.
And from what I hear, Texas and Georgia are very similar, so that could be why I was picking up Texas. But, yeah, I heard Florida, so you might want to check out those two locations, Georgia and Florida.
Okay.
See what resonates with you. Go in your heart and not your head. I always tell everybody, don't make decisions with the head. Go in your heart. Ask your heart, where is it I need to be? And listen there. Because we actually have brain tissue in our heart. I know people think that's crazy, but it's true. And if we listen with our heart and we feel with our heart rather than our head, because our ego wants to take over. And when our ego takes over, it makes the wrong decision. Ego is not there for you. It's there for survival only, nothing else. And we want to step out of that and into our higher self and into, our universal, and I call it all sorts of different things, source, God. Step into that with our heart, and you'll get the answer. Okay?
Okay.
I hope that was helpful, Des.
Well, that helped out. I appreciate it. Thanks.
All the best to you, Desmond.
Thank you for calling. You have a good evening.
Thank you.
You too.
Very interested in staying on the line with you. You have still quite a few callers, but I wanted to give you a moment to kind of debrief, talk about, maybe some insights and the mood of the readings and how people can get in touch with you. And if you have anything for our listeners, just specials or anything at all before you start running out of time, because you got lots of callers still to go through. And I want to make sure that you get your opportunity to wonderfully promote yourself as people are listening to you here on the radio.
Sure. And that's a lot of what people are calling about, where to move, about work and relationships. A lot of that is, when I do soul path readings, a lot of that comes out in the soul path reading. Soul path readings, I end up doing the reading, and then I'm going to add coaching to it because I end up coaching during the soul path reading. But you can find that on my website at sacredearthalchemy.com. Emotional wounds. A lot of us have emotional wounds from relationships, not feeling, we've been abandoned in the past. We've been betrayed. We have the shame and the guilt, et cetera. And a lot of that can be worked on using pranic healing and with emotional work. It's not just physical, but it's emotional work itself. So, again, you can also schedule that through my website at sacredearthalchemy.com. And a lot of this rolls up into coaching. A lot of the things that I'm hearing with the work-related, with the relationship, with the, trying to decide whether to go back or not, learning to empower ourselves and not make the same choices we've made in the past so that we can make better choices. And we can only do that when we grow. And a lot of times we need to have tools in our arsenal. We need to learn more about why we're making those choices so that we can make different choices. And that's what coaching is all about as well.
Oops. Sorry about that. My system went on pause. So you have another caller here that wants to know about a move. Her name is Jackie. Jackie has called before, and she's an avid listener, and she's really enjoying listening to you and your process. So, Jackie, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi. How are you, Linda?
I'm doing well.
Earlier mentioned about if you wanted to make a move, you know, based on your heart or your ego. And I have a move that I know that I want to make the move on my heart based on the matters of my heart. I don't know if it's because of emotional wounds or if it's just for, you know, just a sense of peace and serenity. I've had a lot of resistance with this move, and I just want to see what you see with it right now.
Okay. So let me make sure I heard you correctly. You said you've gone in your heart to, and when I say go in the heart, it's not, it shouldn't be an emotional decision, right? It should be more of a decision that you, when you go in your heart, you're connecting with your higher self. And that's the kind of decision making. Otherwise, when we go in our head, then it's ego driven in most cases. So is that what you're talking about? You've been going in the heart?
It's my heart more so than ego. I feel that if I have to fight or I have to persist or I have to take necessary steps, then it would be my ego rather than trusting the universe that it's going to happen and that it should happen.
So do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Wow. I got three cards in a row that talk about how you meditate, silence, harmony, and inner voice. Mm-hmm. So when you go in that meditation, have you asked that question about moving?
Yes.
You have. And what do you get as an answer?
I get options and things that I could do, but the options that I get to make it happen, it involves fighting, and I don't want to fight.
Okay. Yeah, because I get the fool card, which means foolishly stepping off and not really paying attention to what really needs to be paid attention to. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I've got the rebirth and integration. So let's see what else I get here. It's trying to make the decision making you exhausted. Is it?
I'm dealing with someone that behaves foolishly.
Okay.
That card is a sibling. He's very irrational.
Mhm. And do you have to depend on this sibling in order to move?
He's in the way.
Oh.
And he's being deliberate. And he's not physically there. And I know that I have every right to go there now. No one is actually there. But I just don't want to deal with his energy or even any residue. And I've been giving him a chance to move on his own, but he's not. Like, his stuff is everywhere. He hasn't taken care of anything. And
I can see the intensity.
He's out the country, and I don't know when he's coming back.
Okay. But you could move there with his stuff still there? Is that what you're saying?
No, could
do that?
I would never go there with his stuff there because I know he would be looking for an excuse to accuse me of something and trying not to go there. He's supposed to leave on his own.
Okay. All right. But so it's a place that you need to go to as long as he's not there. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, because I get the sharing card. It's not possible to share it.
The only way I could share at this point, I would have to buy him out. And at this point, he owes me. He owes me.
Gotcha.
But he's not the only one. There's another sibling who just disappeared. and no one seems to know where she is. I don't know if she's healthy. I don't know if she's well. I don't know anything.
Yeah, I get the sharing card and the friendliness card. She's not going to leave. You said he's out of town right now? He's out of the country?
Yes.
Are you traveling anytime soon?
If he doesn't leave, he's gonna let the bank take the house.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, because like I said, I got the first card.
I don't think I can handle that.
And is it in his name?
No. He's doing it to spite me.
Gotcha. Is there any way to reconcile?
I don't know. He's just very unreasonable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to say to him.
Because sometimes it's just a matter of envisioning the compassion and love around that person because they need it the most. Usually when they're unreasonable and their behavior is unreasonable, it's because they need the love the most, right? And all I keep getting is do it, number one. I keep getting to go and just do it and share. And maybe it's more sharing your heart and reconciling with this person. Because a lot of times when we change our own behavior and we act differently toward this person, they may change theirs.
What you're saying, I agree with you, because that's the approach that I've tried to take. And it just seemed like it doesn't work because he's done so much damage.
Yeah. So he's done a lot of damage, so there's a lot of forgiveness that needs to happen, right? I don't know. All I'm seeing is, like I said, all I can tell you is what I'm seeing is that he's definitely the fool there, but at the same time, go within, meditate on it, and trust those answers that you get, even though it may be contrary to what you think you should be. Because when you think about it, it's your head, right? You're not in your heart again. And it may not be until he gets back. Like you said, he's out of the country right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to be there when he gets back. And it's completely contrary to what you're thinking, but what other option do you have if he's about to lose the house? You think about it that way. Now, nothing's worked up to this point, so trying something different.
Yeah, are you able to pick up any energy regarding the house?
Let me ask.
Our relationship?
Well, the relationship, I keep seeing for you to go within, and I did get him, but I got the sharing card and everything that keeps saying try to resolve that relationship. See what you can do about healing the relationship. Because one of you has to start, right? And a lot of times it's about changing the way we've gone about it in the past. So number one, it's forgiveness. In order to move forward, you're going to have to forgive him for the things in the past and let go of it. And it may just work long enough for you to resolve it to be able to resolve the house situation. But at the same time, if you heal that relationship with him, it may also heal the relationship with you getting in the house. I've got that you guys have some past life stuff that you got to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely got some past life stuff. So healing that relationship is really important.
But in past life, what do you mean? Like something happened and we were both together in another life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're always with the same people that you've come in before. So in my belief system, I
feel like this is a test. What I've had to endure, and this is going on for like about 7 years, I could never have imagined that I could have done it. And I really believe that they're just like shocked that I just wasn't forceful. But at the same time, I still want to protect myself. And it's cost me dearly in more ways than one.
Yeah, karmic, it's a karmic relationship. And that means that there's karma there. I can't say, you know, and it's not important to know whose karma. It's more important to know that it's a karmic relationship and it needs to be resolved. You need to find some way to come together in your heart to try to heal it. If you do all that and it still doesn't work, at least you work to resolve it from your end. As far as the house, I think that's a symptom of everything else. You work to help resolve the relationship with him, it may heal the health situation, if that makes sense. A lot of times,
I don't want to go into a place where, you know, after everyone's gone, it's just like, you know, their residue is there.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I think like this, I feel like
that. You can clear that out. There's ways to clear that out. I mean, there's always ways to clear that out.
I already know why they don't want me there, though. Because I'm willing to do that. They're not willing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they made a big mess of stuff.
Yeah. So you need to decide within yourself, how do you want to heal it? Do you want to heal the relationship? If not, then, you know, you may have to let go of everything, including the house. I hope that was helpful, Jackie.
Yes, I appreciate it. I really do, because I'll listen back, and I took notes.
Okay, good. Good.
I mean, I understand the sharing and the friendliness part in more ways than one.
Okay, good. Good. All the best to you, Jackie. I hope it works.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Have a good
one. Listen to the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. You only have about 7 minutes left. You do have a caller, Laura, who's been waiting, that has a question about, it's Laura here. Is this Laura on the line?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking
Laura's
my call.
Laura's looking forward. You're welcome. You're on the air with
Linda.
Hi, Laura.
So
how are you, Laura?
My question, I'm good.
Good.
My question is, I'm trying to find a job in my field, and I'd like to be able to buy a home this year. I was wondering what you see for me with those two things.
Okay, say that again. You broke up a little bit.
I want to get a job. I'm looking for
a
job.
You want to get a job.
Okay. And a house.
And a house. Okay, so you don't have a job right now.
Right.
Okay. Let's start with one. Let's start with a job and see what's going on. Do you meditate?
I'm working on that. I'm getting better. In fact, I've been tasked with doing that for the next week. I'm working with somebody on it, helping.
Good,
me.
Because I'm seeing that you've got a lot of good cards when it comes to the meditation. So a lot of guidance there for you. If you do the meditation, you're going to connect. And when I see these kind of cards coming up for people, it means that your answers are internal. They're not external. So your answer, ask for the answer, right? And so continue that meditation. It's really important for you. So do you have money put back right now at all?
I have some put back because I was supposed to get a house. I was set up for it last October, and the husband of the couple, he pulled out of the deal at the last minute. My realtor thinks he'll be ready to sell in the spring again. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but at this point, I now need a job, so I couldn't do anything about it now if I wanted to. Anyways, because I need the job first now.
Have you had a job that traveled before?
I used to. I used to travel periodically when I needed to.
Okay. So I just got two cards in a row regarding a job for you of adventure and traveling. So adventure can mean that you may be going on a personal trip, but traveling, so I got two cards about traveling. So be open for a job that is going to send you up, or, you know, maybe not on a regular basis, but you are going to travel. So be open for that. The other card I got for you was the Miser. And do you hold on to money real tight?
No.
Or is that your husband? Is that the husband?
Maybe when you're talking, I should be a miser.
Okay. So just know that when we hold on to money like that, it's because it's out of fear. So when we tend to lose a job and we're trying to do things like that, we tend to jump into security. That security is really important, and certainty. We want to be certain that everything works out. And that's not really a good area to be in. So know that there's a job coming for you. Know that you can go within and listen to the guidance within to the answer, so that when you do have some job opportunities that come up, listen for that. And the house, you know, once you get that job, the house, I did see a sorrow card, which is probably the where you didn't get to move forward with that house that you were interested in. And I've got postponement. So it's just postponed. It's coming.
Do you think it's the same house, though, when you say that?
Well, I'm getting postponement, so it's possible. I don't get an exact on that. It's a house, though, right? But there was a postponement. So know that it was simply, in other words, it's not a no. It's coming. It's just not the right time. It was, whenever anything like that happens, always know it just wasn't the right time. May not have even been the right house. So be open that a lot of times those decisions may not make us happy, but if we look at them in retrospect of, that may have been the best decision, and we just didn't really realize it.
Well, so Linda, with regards to the job, I had a phone interview for a job that I would like. Do you think it's at a hospital?
Okay,
so
the hospital doesn't have any tab in
it? Yeah, I would like it.
Does it have any travel in it? Any travel?
Oh. Not a lot of travel. It probably would be local.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm hearing is be patient. Be really patient.
I don't mean to stop you, Linda, but you're at 20 seconds left in the show.
It's time.
So we're about to log out. I was going to encourage Laura
to reach
out to you if she wanted more information. In the meantime,
absolutely,
I'll encourage people to catch up with you on the New Age Guild webpage or at your webpage, which is come again to the community? What's your page, your webpage address?
Yes. SacredEarthAlchemy.com. And alchemy is A-L-C-H-E-M-Y. So just SacredEarthAlchemy.com. And then I have my own pages on that site.
Perfect, perfect. And I'm looking forward to you coming in after you get your programming going for your coaching. That's going to be an exciting show next month, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Make sure you post all the information on the web on the Facebook page there so all of our listeners and all of our followers can catch it. It is so good to hear from you. Happy New Year, Linda.
Happy New Year to you, Angel.
All righty,
guys.
Thank
you.
You're welcome. Good night. Take care.
Good night.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and training.